Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Vanita Baker, and she's going to talk to us about an event coming up that's a different twist on Christmas and fall and the whole concept of when we talk about Christmas. Hi, Vanita. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Candace. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So tell us, you have this event called Christmas in the Fall, a living reenactment, and you're having it on September 30th. So tell me, why September?
That's a very good question. So I wanted to do Christmas. I wanted to talk about the birth of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about this for the last, I'd say 3 or 4 years before COVID. And I just didn't have everything that I needed to kind of put it all together. And then with COVID, it was even that much more difficult. And so I decided this year, at the beginning of the year, that I really wanted to do this. And I wanted to do it outside of the context of December, because, you know, Christmas is celebrated in December and everyone's so busy at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have parties and, you know, they're looking for gifts and they're going all over looking for that perfect gift or that perfect person that they want to, you know, show their love to. And so I wanted to do it outside of that. I wanted to do it where it was creating a space in time during the year where you can just set aside all the rest of that and, you know, wait until December to do all the rest of that. And in the meantime, in September, think about just what the birth of Jesus really meant. And so it was to be something out of the context of the usual, what we would normally think of as a time to celebrate Jesus.
So you're skipping the Christmas trees and the presents and those kind of things and just focusing on the nativity.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the living reenactment going to involve?
Okay, so it's really going to be living and it's going to be a reenactment, meaning that we're going to have live animals and people that will have non-speaking parts, but there will be a narration and the story will be told through narration as well as scripture verses. And we will have a Mary and a Joseph coming down concession with a donkey.
Okay, and that's in Russell Village.
That is in Russell Village, yes. Right downtown Russell, at the corner of Concession and Castor. So we wanted to have a reenactment. And so right now we have cutouts of Mary and Joseph on a donkey going here and there in Russell as well as in Embrun, because I really wanted to incorporate Russell and Embrun together. So we're going to have this reenactment with live animals like a donkey and some sheep, and we're going to have the angels and I wanted to incorporate the angels as this angelic host proclaiming Jesus's birth, but in English and in French. And we're also going to have town criers. The town criers will also be in English and in French, also, you know, just letting everyone know that everyone is required to go, you know, according to a decree by Caesar Augustus, to go to wherever they are from so that they can be counted for the census. And so we're going to have that done in English and French as well. We're going to have the shepherds, and we're going to have the wise men. And so many people have helped out. It's been remarkable, the community effort, really. So this isn't just going to be a church thing. It's really a community event. I wanted to incorporate all the different facets of life in Russell, but also the different people from different walks of life. And so we're going to have people that are going to have a dentist, we're going to have farmers, we're going to have people that work in the government, we're going to have retirees, we're going to have the different organizations in the community all involved in one way or another. So I wanted it to be a community event for the community and done by the community, and already it has really been just that. So I'm really excited about it.
So is it going to be like a parade?
It's not going to be really a parade, because we're not going to use the road itself.
Right.
We're going to use the sidewalk.
Okay.
So we'll have Mary and Joseph going down the sidewalk towards Bethlehem, which is going to be at that corner lot where Smart Rock is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have the shepherds coming in, perhaps from the Big Bite Bistro section, following this very large 20-foot star that's been also created.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so it's not going to be a parade. It's going to be people coming from different directions towards corner lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is cool.
And then we'll have the actual reenactment taking place right at that lot.
In that parking lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's really the only place where there's enough space.
Yes, yes. So Smart Rock is renting it, and they've given us permission to use the lot. So we're really grateful for that.
Yeah.
Central. People will be able to see it from the road. So we're hoping that people will be excited to come and see what this thing is that's happening. Mm-hmm. Maybe take a second thought about Christmas.
Right. And that's Saturday, September 30th at 3:00.
Yes.
With a rain date on Sunday, October 1st. So if you get rained out or thunder showered out.
Yeah. We're hopeful that it's going to be a great day on the 30th so we can do it. We're going to do it in the afternoon simply because if we did it in the evening, it would be dark. Mm-hmm. And that would require, a lot more work as far as generators and lighting and
it's just nice to have stuff like that in the daytime.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a nice time of year usually.
We're hopeful.
Yeah.
We're really hopeful. And if not, then the next day for sure.
Right. So you're a pastor of Ambassador Ministries in Covenant.
Actually, I'm the pastor of Covenant Fellowship Church.
Right.
And here in Russell, we have an organization. We have a charitable organization, which is Ambassador Ministries in Covenant.
That's the difference.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So we are a charity registered with the federal government. And mm-hmm. so we do have that. And we do all kinds of things under AMIC, as we call it. Mm-hmm. But we also have church.
Are you looking for more congregants? Or
always.
Always.
Anyone that wants to come and hear about Jesus, we're happy to have anyone come. Right now, we happen to be meeting at the Russell Meadows.
Oh, okay.
In the chapel downstairs. And mm-hmm. so several of the residents have come and joined us, which has been absolutely wonderful. We're excited to see.
That's a good space, too.
It is. It's really very nice of them to be able to have us, and we're able to provide a service, hopefully, for the community that's in there, because they don't have a church service on a weekly basis, and we're there regularly on Sunday morning.
Okay, that's great. All right, so just to recap, that's Christmas in the Fall, a living reenactment on Saturday, September 30th at 3:00, or Sunday, October 1st at 3:00 if it rains on Saturday. And if all people have to do is show up, right?
That's all they have to do is just show up and come and enjoy. And we want people to know that even though at Christmas time we celebrate Jesus's birth and that Jesus is the reason for the season, but I just want everyone to know that Jesus is the reason for every season. And we are excited to have people come and enjoy. It's free. We're going to have some hot chocolate afterwards, and so come and enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much, Candace. I appreciate having this time.
All right.
Thanks.
I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First, and we've been speaking with Vanita Baker about the Christmas in the Fall reenactment coming up in 3 weeks, about. Yeah. This is Local First on CGRO Radio, last on the dial, and first for local news.